This is Morning Edition on NHPR. In the Upper Valley, Route 120 is notorious for its traffic issues. According to state transportation data, nearly 30,000 cars travel each day along the stretch between Lebanon and Hanover. There's an effort underway to ease that traffic by encouraging more workers to carpool. Susan Berry is manager of Upper Valley Rideshare. She joins us now to talk about that program. Good morning, Susan.
Oh, good morning, Rick.
Susan, when did you realize that this was a problem that needed to be addressed?
Living here, we all know it's a problem, but really what happened was 2 years ago, the city of Lebanon and the town of Hanover and some of the employers on Route 120 got together to form the Route 120 work group. And the purpose of that group was to really look at the traffic, look at the problems that are coming from that, and see if there were some solutions we could come up with. One of the solutions was they invited Upper Valley Rideshare to come to the table and talk about what we could do to actually start trying to increase the number of carpools or people on transit.
Now, what caused this traffic problem to begin with? Is there just too much buildup on this route?
Well, there's a lot of people that work along there. You know, we have a lot of high-tech companies. We have the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. We have Dartmouth College at the other end. And, you know, in between, a lot of smaller companies, too. So there's a lot of people commuting on that route.
So the Upper Valley Rideshare is a partnership between towns and employers. What are you doing specifically to help alleviate the problem?
We are going to employers, and we are asking them to partner with us in this effort to reduce the number of cars. For most people, they already have parking problems in their lots, so for them it's a win-win. But we're asking them to post posters about this, to offer their employees some perks, and to really just be our partners in this whole thing. We're getting things out into their newsletters and communication to their customers, asking them to consider carpooling. And even if it's only 1 or 2 days a week, it still makes a difference in the traffic.
I know there's a pizza company there using a rather unique method of promoting the effort. Can you tell me about that?
They are. They've been wonderful. They came forward to us right at the beginning and said, you know, one of the ways we can help you is to put posters on the tops of our pizza boxes when we deliver them to companies along the Route 120 corridor. And we thought that was great. That's real guerrilla marketing.
Does Rideshare actually work to help connect folks who want to carpool?
Yes, we do. We have a website that has automatic online matching that is very easy to do. We use a TripSpark program, which manages all of the carpool data and helps people make matches, shows them maps of who's coming from where and going to where. And we have an online Upper Valley commuter portal, which has one-click links to every possible type of transportation in the Upper Valley. So whether if it's transit, bike and walk trails, whether if it's other forms of carpool matching, we have it all on one page to help people out. And then to support all of this, we offer an emergency ride home benefit, which helps people out if they're really stuck in an emergency.
Now, you started the project in November. Do you have an idea of how it's going, or is it just too early to tell?
It's really too early to record significant numbers, but at this point, I did look yesterday, and we have about 150 people signed up since January 1st.
Who's most likely to carpool? Is there a certain demographic, a certain age group?
No, we pretty much span all of it. Primarily, the people who carpool are people who either want to save money, reduce wear and tear on their car. In many cases now, we're finding that people just simply don't want to own two cars, or in some cases, even one. That's particularly younger people. People who don't like to drive alone or drive in the dark or in bad weather, people who are on rotating shifts. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. And I think the real bottom line here is that for most anyone who's doing this carpooling, if you're driving alone now and you join a carpool, you're likely to save somewhere between $3,000 to $6,000 a year. That's a significant savings.
Susan Berry is manager of Upper Valley Rideshare. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much.